Massachusetts Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley and Vermont Senator Peter Welch introduced the so-called Inclusive Democracy Act. Pressley told reporters today at a press conference in Washington that there's no good reason to deny the vote to people who've paid their debt to society.
4.6 million people, disproportionately Black Americans, who are unfairly disenfranchised and are unable to make their voices heard in our elections.
Pressley said that in states across the nation, outdated election laws continue to disenfranchise voters.
In 48 states across our country, we have a confusing and inconsistent patchwork of laws that treat different crimes as felonies and set different standards for disenfranchisement. What this means is that states can arbitrarily make decisions about who to disenfranchise and for how long, often resulting in people who are actually eligible to vote foregoing voting due to confusion.
Supporters of the bill say the felony disenfranchisement, along with things like gerrymandering, eliminating mail-in voting, and limiting early voting, all work deliberately to gut the 1965 Voting Rights Act. Senator Peter Welch said voting is a basic right of citizenship, and to deny it to people for dubious reasons is undemocratic.
We're saying everybody should vote. Everybody should participate in the conversation. Everybody should do their best to become part of the democratic process.
States and territories determine a citizen's voting eligibility. The legislation wouldn't affect that control in state and local elections. The legislation would also require incarcerated people be educated on their voting rights and be given resources for registering to vote and the ability to vote by mail in federal elections. Ayanna Pressley said Republican-led states are passing voting legislation to limit voting rights for young people and people of color, while taking no steps to limit the eligibility of a presidential candidate under indictment for his role in the January 6th riot.
Jim Crow is not behind us when the former occupant of the White House can lead a violent insurrection and still run for president, while nearly 5 million citizens can have a criminal record and not even cast a ballot. Jim Crow is not behind us.
The legislation faces an uphill climb in the Republican-controlled House. In 2021, all Republicans and a majority of Democrats voted against an amendment to a Democratic voting rights reform bill that would have allowed convicted felons to vote. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.